Okay, today's daf is Eir Ben Daf Mem Gimel, and the Gemara here has one of the most fascinating questions in all of Shas, and a discussion related to it, which is fascinating. Rabbi Chananya asks, Yesh Tchumin Lamala Me'asara, O Ein Tchumin Lamala Me'asara? Is there laws of Tchumin, of 2,000 Amos, above 10 Tvachim from the ground? We know that there are certain areas that only go up to 10 Tvachim, certain areas go up Ad L'Shamayim, Rosh HaZarabim, Rosh HaZiyachim, we discussed. So what about Tchumin? Is Tchumin Lamala, is there Tchumin Lamala Me'asara? What's the difference? The Gemara says, maybe there's a high board just at the edge of your Tchum. If you jump on the board, could you go outside on top of the board, outside the Tchum? Or, the Gemara says, because of a Kvitza, let's say you use Shem Hashem to be able to fly through the air. Are you able to go outside of the Tchum on Shabbos? Not a question that comes up so much, Lamaisa. But either way, the Gemara goes through trying to figure out Raya's Lakan or Lakan, whether there is the Halachas of Tchum in Lamala Me'asara. So one of the question, one of the Raya's brought, two of them, but the first one is, Hani Shev Shmaitza, this Amrin B'tzafra. There was a shir, a discussion about the seven topics that were discussed, B'tzafra B'shapsa Kamid Rav Chizda B'sura, that was discussed in Rav Chizda Shul in Sura in the morning, and in the afternoon, it was in Pumbedisa. Padi Pani B'shapsa Kamid Rav Pumbedisa. How could the same being be in Sura and Pumbedisa, the same Shabbos, they're further from Tchumen? So who gave that shir? Says the Gemara, Man Amrinu, Lav Elio Amrinu. It must have been Elio Anavi who gave that shir, because after all, who could get from one side of the of Bavel to the other side of the world? How was he allowed to do that on Shabbos? It's outside the Tchumen. Alma ain't Tchumen, Lamala Me'asara. It must be there's no laws of Tchumen above 10 Tvachim, and therefore when he flies above 10 Tvachim, no problem with doing that on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, Raya, maybe it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi. Lo, Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu. Maybe it was Yosef the demon. Yosef the shade. What does that mean? So Gemara Rashi says, is this all shadim, with a specific shade, all different shadim, but Pasha is a shade. Rashi, Dilma Inter Shabsa. A shade doesn't have to keep halachas of Shabbos, even though shade is somewhere in the middle between a human and an angel. Okay, that's the Gemara, and therefore don't bring me any Rayas from Eliyahu HaNavi. One kasha. Fascinating. But number two, Tashma, and we're not going to get to, we had a lum this shir a few months ago about learning halachas from Eliyahu HaNavi. That's not today's shir that we've had already. But the Gemara then quotes another braisa. If somebody says, Hareini Nazir b'yom shem ben David ba, I hereby accept to be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach is going to come. B'yom shem ben David ba, so says the Gemara, any day Mashiach could come. And therefore, if any day Mashiach could come, so then you're stuck. You have to be a Nazir every day. Says the Gemara, you don't have to be a Nazir on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because Mashiach's not coming on Shabbos and Yontif. Tevade lo asa Mashiach ha'idna, says Rashi. Va'asa lushos yayim, kol yimos achol. But you can't drink wine any weekday, because any day could be the day that Mashiach comes, ben David ba, and therefore it is off limits to say, to drink for Naziris. So says the Gemara. E amrit bishlama yesh tchumin. If you say that there is halach of tchumin outside, that's why. Why else wouldn't Mashiach come on Shabbos and Yantiv? It must be because there's an issue of tchum, and that's why the Braisa excludes and says you're allowed to drink wine on those days because Mashiach's not coming that day, or Ben David is not coming. But if you say there is no problem of tchum on Shabbos and Yantiv, so am I mutter? Why would it be mutter to drink wine, and why would it be a problem for Mashiach to come on Shabbos and Yantiv? Answers the Gemara. So shiny hasan. No, there's a different reason why you wouldn't be able to Mashiach wouldn't be able to come on Shabbos and Yantiv. It's not a proof that there is a halach of tchumin, but shiny hasan. Damar kra. Hinei anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi lifnei bo yom Hashem agodol v'hanora. The pasuk at the end of Nevi'im. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before Mashiach, right? Hinei anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi lifnei bo yom Hashem. He's the mevaser. He was mevaser that Mashiach is going to come. Kol mevaser mevaser yomer. So if Eliyahu is going to come before, so Mashiach can't come on Shabbos, because then Eliyahu is going to come on Erev Shabbos. V'halo ase Eliyahu me'asmo. He didn't come. So as a Shabbos and Yantif, you're allowed to drink wine, because Mashiach is not coming, because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So says the Gemara, so every day should be mutter, because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So therefore, today, Mashiach is not coming, because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. Maybe Eliyahu will come today, but that wasn't your Nazirus. Your Nazirus was, I will accept to be a Nazir on the day that Ben David ba. not the Eliyahu Hanavi. So El Amrinan LeBezan Agadol Asa. What are you worried? What are you choshesh? Oh, maybe Ben David, maybe Eliyahu Hanavi went to the Sanhedrin in Shalayim, and I just didn't hear about it. Hachanami LeBezan Agadol Asa. Well, Maisa, what's the difference between Shabbos and weekday? So the Gemara answers, no. Really, you might not have heard about it. But so why is a mutter on Shabbos and Yantif? Kfar muftach lehen leYisrael, she'ein Eliyahu ba, lo ba'arvi Shabbosos, lo ba'arvi yamim tovim. It's already been muftach as a promise to us. Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif. Why? Mipnei ha-torach. Because of the tircha. Why? Rashi, imagine if Eliyahu Navi is going to come. We're going to go out, we're going to say hello, and then we're not going to get the chalent done on Erev Shabbos. We're going to run out of the kitchen. Nothing's going to be done. We're going to be outside. So Hashem says, he's not coming Shabbos or Yantif. We're going to go greet Eliyahu Navi. So that's why Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Shabbos and Yantif, on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. And that's why this Nazir is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif, because we assume that Mashiach's not coming today because Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday. The Gemara continues and says, but if Wednesday you already choshesh and you started being a Nazir on Wednesday, how does it stop? How does it stop when it comes to Shabbos? Okay, but either way, this is a little bit about Eliyahu Navi following halacha. They're not following halacha and being subject to the laws of halacha of Tchum Shabbos and the alike. So a couple of points related to this Gemara relating to Eliyahu Navi. So first of all, there is a question that's dealt with by the Early Achronim. The Trumas Hadeshin asks this. We saw Lissolin, one of the major sources of Ashkenazic custom. So the Trumas Hadeshin, Achelik Beis, Simen Kof Beis, discusses Eishes Eliyahu Navi. Would she be able to marry anybody? Eliyahu Navi didn't die, but he's not around anymore. So from a halachic perspective, Eishes Eliyahu, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Right, or Eishes Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Remember the Gemara in Ksubis, Ayin Ches, where he jumps into Gan Eden when he was alive. He stole the knife of the Malach HaMaves. He had to give it back, but he didn't come out. So what about his wife? What would be the halacha of Eishes Eliyahu or Eishes Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Im yicholon linasi lishacher. Can they marry? Who cares? Nafkamina ledaros gamkinim yiske echad kemohem. If somebody is zoche to the level of Eliyahu Navi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you know, what would be the halacha with his wife? Umeyahu uvda dekoy alev esakvaros. If you look in Bamitzia Kuf Yudalid, Mash Maksas L'Isser. It's Mash Mala Isser. Why? Because remember that Gemara there? Eliyahu Navi's in a cemetery. And one of the Amoraim says, aren't you a Kohen? What are you doing in a cemetery? What are you doing in a cemetery? And he says, gives an answer, but it sounds like he has to keep halacha. So he has to keep halacha. It sounds like he's alive. So if he's alive, so then his wife is married. And therefore his wife wouldn't be able to marry anybody. Right? That's the Mashma. So Tamahani Tuva asked the Trumas Hadeshin, Lama Tarach L'Ishol Shila Kazos. What kind of question is that? What kind of question? He says, there's a simple answer. What's the simple answer? You're not allowed to marry Eishes Re'ehu, the wife of your friend, Asura, v'lo Eishes Malach, shekulan ruchani v'lo gufani. Eliyahu Navi is no longer human. He's ruchani. He's not gufani, and therefore there's no problem. All right, what about the cemetery? Eliyahu Navi himself might be ruchani, and he keeps kolotarakula. It doesn't mean he has the status of a chai. He himself, as he's Chatzi Malach, he's allowed to keep whatever he wants. And he says, and the same thing with our Gemara of Ervin, Mem Gimel. Truman! He guards Truman! That's the assumption. Not that he has to. The Truman Tadeshin assumes there's no problem with Eishes Eliyahu. He's not alive anymore, and therefore it would be no problem to marry her. But this is not so Pasha. The Birka Yosef, the Chida talks about it. He has the Safek. And if you look in the Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Simen Yud Zayin and Eben Ezer, he discusses this as well. And it's on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch here, the beginning of Simen Yud Zayin. And he is noted the opposite way of the Trumas Hadeshin. He says, Eishes Eliyahu or Rabbi Shua ben Levi Muteres, to lo nigre says yis rak Eishes Malach. That's the Trumas Hadeshin. V'lafi ani es daiti eino nirakein. I don't think so, because the whole Gemara in Erevin, our Gemara, today's daf, about Trumin and not Trumin, if he's a malach, he doesn't have to keep. He doesn't like the, oh, he'll keep halacha himself. What if he'll keep halacha himself? He's a malach. If he's a malach and he's not married, there's nothing to talk about. The whole assumption of the Gemara that he is keeping halacha must be that he's considered a chai. Bal karcha kiva delo meis nidon ka adam ki ilu chai. He thinks that our Gemara is a Raya Mefureshes, that Eliyahu Navi is considered alive. We don't know where he is. He's out somewhere, right? Rabbi Shimon Levi is in Gan Eden somewhere, but that his wife is not a grusha and his wife is not an amana. Those are the only two. And if his wife is not a grusha or an amana, so then it is still asura. So that's one discussion about Eliyahu Navi keeping halacha and Eishes Eliyahu. Number two, there is something that many do, they might not realize it, but the tour in Reish Tzadi Hei quotes that the minog, there's a minog, to daven for Eliyahu Navi on Motzi Shabbos. As a minog, many of the zmiros that are said at Malava Malka have to do with Eliyahu Navi. And the question is why? So he quotes the manig, because of this Gemara. The Gemara says that Mashiach can't come on Erev Shabbos, and we said maybe he's not coming, you know, he hasn't come, so right after Shabbos, now he can start coming again. That's what we daven for Eliyahu Navi, right after Shabbos. He quotes the manhig. Hatan lafishu asil levasera geula. Eliyahu Navi is going to come to Mimvasa the geula. The Isa be'ervin. Muftach len li Yisrael shein Eliyahu ba lo barvi Shabbos lo barvi yom tovim. V'yalkeinu no mispalim. Kivan shavar Shabbos. V'yachal lavo. Sheyavo v'yavasrenu. Wonderful. Ask the Drisha on the bottom. The Gemara only says that Eliyahu Navi can't come on Friday. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. Never says he can't come on Shabbos and Yantif. So why do we daven for him after Shabbos and Yantif? He should come on Shabbos on Yantif. It sounds like Ki'ilu, he can't come on Erev or on Shabbos and Yantif. So why not? So the Drisha says, because the Maskana of our Gemara is that we're not sure whether there's Chumen L'mala Miyud or not. It's a Suffolk. We're not sure. So if there's a Suffolk, you can't daven for him if you don't know what the Halacha is. The Halacha might be that there's Chumen L'mala Miyud and he's not able to come halachically. And therefore, that's why we can't, we don't daven for him on Shabbos, let's say, not just after Erev Shabbos, because that is also a time where he might not be able to come. Good. Number two. Number three. Third point. If Tchum, Mitzad Tchum is an issue, so again, these are all somewhat unusual topics. If Tchum is an issue, then how does he come to every bris? But how does Eliyahu Navi come to every bris? The Pirkei Der Balazar says that Eliyahu Navi is punished because he complained about to Hashem about Bnei Yisrael, right? He said that they're not keeping your bris and they're violating. And Hashem says, "Oh, they're not keeping the bris. Oh, yeah, we'll see about that. You're going to come to every bris, and that's why we start off every bris with a psukim about Pinchas, because Pinchas and Eliyahu are connected somehow. But either way, ask the Achronim. So if Yesh Tchumen L'malam Yud, according to that side of the Gemara, there's an issue of Tchumen, and Eliyahu Navi is subject to Tchumen, so how is it that he could come to every bris? Humorous question. But how is that possible? So says the Chasam Sofer, right? Probably the most pashut answer. One of the Achronim I saw in the Masifta says, well, because Eliyahu Navi has to come to every bris, and he can't do a bris without it, so then it just like Mila is Docha Shabbos, so Tchumen of Eliyahu would be Docha Shabbos. Because it's something that you need to do the bris. Just like you're allowed to do the wounding itself, it's Docha, because that's what the mitzvah is. So too, Eliyahu Navi, once Hashem said that he's forced to come, so Mimela is part of the Machshirei Mila that can't be done before Shabbos, that are Docha Shabbos. Okay, why can Eliyahu Navi come before Shabbos and just stay in the place? Either way, but says the Chasam Sofer, in Chelek Vav, Simin Tzadiches, Chelek Vav Simin Tzadiches, that is a long tshuva where he talks about a lot of fascinating different inyanim. He asked this question. He says, Pshita lachazal, de'ein Eliyahu yachol lavo, ela michutz latchum. Right? The Chazal assume that Eliyahu Navi is coming from outside the tchum. That's what they assume. Why? Va'amuvan ha'pashutu, di mishamayim la'aretz, tof kuf shana. Because going from shamayim to aretz is 500 years. So that's more than 2,000 amos. And therefore, he's going to be coming from very far away. He's going to be coming from very far away. And he quotes the tour that we just read. Fine. But tikshi l'kulei alma mimenageinu b'ris mila b'shabbos v'yantif. We have a bris mila on Shabbos v'yantif. So he can come. He can come. So obviously there's a difference between his coming to a bris and his coming to the geula. Says the Yechsam Sofer, Abel HaEmes Yore Darko. Ki me olam lo ala Eliyahu begufo l'malam yutfachim. When it says that his guf, and Elisha watched Eliyahu Navi go up to Shemayim in the chariot of fire, it doesn't mean that his body went up to Shemayim. You don't have bodies in Shemayim. Shemayim is not a place of physicality. His body didn't go up. Somehow, at 10 tfachim, whatever the border is, his body separated from his neshama. Where did it go? Good kasha. That's not our issue. We don't know. But ach nifrida nishmaso migufo sham. Va neshama ole umishamesh lamala bein malachi asharis. His neshama goes up and his body never died. Vigufo nisdaktik vishor beganeden atachton. His body is in Gan Eden. Where's Gan Eden? We don't know where Gan Eden is. But most Rishonim assume that Gan Eden is somewhere on earth in this world, right? That's how it's described with Adam and the Malachi Chaval, it's described. And yet, when someone says, oh, we have Google Earth today, and we know exactly where every inch is, it's not so pashut, right? A couple years ago, Rahman al-Aslan, there was a plane that disappeared with hundreds of people in it, and it just disappeared. Haraya, that you don't know everything, right? A plane disappeared. How can a plane disappear? Right, if it disappears, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. Right, Gan Eden is somewhere on earth. So that's where Eliyahu Navi's body is. Uviyoma Bisora, Bimeira Viamenu. And on the day that Eliyahu Navi is going to come, you know what Hashem's going to do? He's going to zap his neshama back into his body, and then he's going to come and announce Tislabish Nishmaso Biguf Hakadosh Alaz Va'azu Kachalada Mechach Me Nevi Yisrael, and he's going to be one of the Gedolei Adar V'Musbach Me Rabbah Achiyah Shiloni, and that's how the smicha is going to continue. You need Ishbipi Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have anybody like that. Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is going to continue the smicha line. Obi Moshe Rabbeinu Imu Pinchas V'Hu Yismoch Eschach Me Yisrael. He's going to give smicha Oz Yishlo Din Kachal B'nei Yisrael V'Chein. There are stories in the Gemara about Tanoim and Amorim talking to Eliyahu Navi. Sometimes there are stories that he put on his guf and he went around and walked around Bavel. Right? There are times like that, and that's what's going to happen in the future. But when he comes to a bris, he's not in his body. No, it's not an issue of tchum when he comes in a neshama. Ukshemizgala lo fanze hariu malach. Af al pi shalom et Torah umagala dinim ein lekvoa halacha pidvarif. Ta havet lekirakim o chalom veruach nevuah veimashkichim abaskol. Meaning, and also we might add by the seder, we don't have to tell our kids, oh, shake the table and he drank the wine. No, that's a lie. He came in his neshama, and we do the wine in order to remind us that he's coming, not because he needs the wine. When he puts on his body, when Rabbi Ravua saw him in the cemetery in Bar Mitzia, that was when he was in his guf. If he's in his guf, he has to follow halachas. He says, "You're a kohen. What are you doing in the cemetery for?" Below guf lo shaych lisho lo kohen mar. V'hani shev shmeitza. Our Gemara, Im Amran Elea Al Karcha Belovich Gufo Amran, Kedaka Levar Alacha. There was a Rav who gave a shear. That's what they said. It must have been Eliyahu Navi. V'Yemkein Ba Migan Eden Tachton Al Pishetach Akarcha Lo Mimal Almata V'Shaber Umuchrach Dein Tchumin Uba Bekvitza V'Shamor Ze. Guard this, says the Chazam Sofer. Again, sometimes he comes in his neshama, sometimes in his guf. That is about Bris Mila. One final discussion. Again, we did Eishes Eliyahu, we did Avdallah, we did Bris Mila, and now we have one more. The Shagas Aryeh in the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. Remember the Machlokas there? Machlokas, when will the Geula take place? In Tishrei or in Nisan? Machlokas, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua. Say, ask the Turei Evan. So why is our poor Nazir in Maseches Erevin, he has to not drink wine every weekday? Every weekday, what do you mean? The Geula is coming in Tishrei and in Nisan only. So all the other months, you know, we should be able to, he should be able to drink wine. Or, I might add, some Achronim ask, what do we mean, Animam Emunah Shleima? Achakalo v'chol yom sheyavo, what do we mean v'chol yom sheyavo? According to these Tanam, he's only coming in Tishrei and Nisan. Right, so why is it, why do we have to, what are we davening for? So answers the Turei Evan, among others, answers the Turei Evan, no, there are two types of Geula, as the Gemara darshins in Sanhedrin. Bi'ita achishena. If we're zoche, then it's going to come quicker. If we're not Zocha, it'll come when it's supposed to come. Bi'ita, in its time, if we're not Zocha. Achishana, I will hasten it, if we're Zocha. So that's the difference. What is the machlokas of Tishrei and Benisan? That's Bi'ita. But if it comes quicker, it could come any day, if we're Zocha. V'hashta mai, so says the Turei Evan, hashta mai osr lishtos kol yimos acho. Umistaver libaha milsa, debeiz mine kitzenika, lubias ben David. V'hai deshmaitzin mairi Bi'ito. Right, but the machlokas here, in its time, if we weren't zoche, the lamar ito b'tishri, lamar b'nisan, aval b'kates the achishena, ubidezachu ein zman kavu aladavar, ela kol yom azimnehu. Every day it could come. Remember the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and in Sanhedrin about Mashiach. He asked Mashiach, "When are you coming?" Mashiach says, "I'm coming today." And he runs back to Eliyahu Navi, and the day finishes like he lied to me. He says, "No, he didn't lie to you." He says, "He could have come today." Hayom and Bekalo Tishmao, right? We aren't deserving. But Mishim Hachi, that's why if you make a neder that you're going to make it be a Nazir, he could come every day. He could come every day. And the same thing with what we say on Imamin. He could come every single day. So that's why the a little discussion that he has of that. There are other answers to that question of the Turi Evan, and he has a long discussion of that. The Aruch Laner says maybe there are different stages. Right, as we say Kibbutz Galias is going to happen. Right, we have Tekabe Shofar Gadol Acheruseinu before we have Yerushalayim Ircha and Asamach David. So their machlokas is about stage one. Right, when is it going to start? But our Gemara is about stage two. But he notes the Aruch Laner says, but the Zohar says it's going to be the opposite order. So as the Rambam says and others say, we really have no idea about the order, what things are going to happen when. So we just daven that it should happen, whatever it is. But he has that that suggestion. Others say that Gula is a long process. The machlokas is when does the process start, when does the process finish. Similar based on the Rambam and Ilchus Malachim, the different levels of process. But this is the Turi Evan and the Achronim that discuss that Tishrei and Nisan are the only times when Mashiach could come. L'maisa for us, he could come any day of the Jewish calendar. Okay, we'll stop here. Our discussion of Eliyahu HaNavi.